Welcome to the Bangtan Epiphany, episode 111. This week, we are talking about the BTS Festa dinner and assuring ARMY that everything is going to be okay. We also yell at HYBE a little and look back at our time in Chapter 1 with BTS.
Crazy.
It's been one hell of a festa.
I know, right? I was not expecting this for festa. Can I just say that, like, part of the, I think, emotional, dark reaction to the news about their off-season, BTS off-season?
Yeah.
The thing we don't call the hiatus is, like, Festa is kind of like the most sentimental time. Mm-hmm. It's when we're most like, oh, BTS and ARMY, it's our anniversary. And they usually do like really cute things and really sentimental things. And it's even the fact that it was like a comeback and Festa combined. You knew it was going to be really emotional, but I didn't think it would be. And we're doing independent stuff.
Well, yeah, and it's usually like celebratory, right?
Yeah, it's usually very celebratory. It's not usually a time of like complete and total change.
Yeah, yeah. And so you're like, how can I dance when everyone else is crying?
Yeah, it's hard to dance when you're crying. So maybe that's why they didn't have choreography. Yeah. We're too busy crying to dance. Oh, my God. Wow. So like when the news came out on... What was that, Monday?
No, it was the next day.
The 14th.
Yeah. I mean, it was like 9 p.m. Korean.
Like, I was like in full, I'm excited about Festa mode. And I was wondering like, oh, will we get like a Festa performance or like something, an announcement of a tour? That's what I was waiting for. I was waiting for an announcement of a muster.
Well, a lot of people were looking for that world tour announcement as well.
Or tour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what they thought Proof Live was going to end with.
That's what I thought. I thought it was going to live. It was going to do the live and then it's going to be like, guess what? Go get your tickets.
Yeah.
Because like, that's why I thought they were doing the anthology album so they could do a tour.
Yeah.
But I was wrong. Yeah. Not only was I wrong, I mean, part of the like emotional confusion came from the fact that I've been wrong for like 2 years.
Well, yeah, that it start retroactively being wrong and then existentialism comes into it.
I mean, like the entire time that I've been a fan, I've been completely wrong about what's going on and what they're doing and why they're doing it.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's probably best not to dwell on that. Like, wait, they wanted to break up the whole time or whatever, right? Like,
yes.
The knee-jerk reactions.
I mean, because that's what I felt at first. I'm like, wait. What exactly did they say at the beginning of that dinner there? That they've been meaning to do this since MOTS. Yeah, and yeah. MOTS was supposed to be their last album together.
But like, when things start clicking retroactively.
Wait a second.
Right?
Wait a second.
I mean,
hold up, BTS.
My brain's what? Just like, I knew it. MOTS 7.
As soon as you hear that, okay, this is what totally tripped me out. I'm like, MOTS 7 was supposed to be their last album. So before COVID happened, they already intended to do this. They intended to do an album, a tour, and then go solo.
Yeah, yeah.
And that they didn't because of COVID. And then you start looking at Mott's 7, that album.
Yeah, yeah.
Every single, like, basically all the songs.
Yeah.
All of the songs are like ways of saying goodbye.
Yeah.
Black Swan. What's Black Swan about? Not being able to have the inspiration to write music, which is what Yoongi and Namjoon said in the dinner is their like biggest problem as producers and writers of all of the band music is that they couldn't write it. They had nothing to write about. They had nothing to say.
Yeah.
And that's what Black Swan's all about. Have I lost my inspiration for music? I mean, ironically, Black Swan is just this gorgeous, beautiful, aesthetic song about losing that inspiration.
Yeah. And not to be like crazy or anything, but I totally felt vindicated.
You felt vindicated?
Like, I'm glad like Mott 7 is getting its due, hopefully. Like, it's like
looking at Mott 7 again, it's like, yeah, wow.
And just feeling like I was wrong.
I mean, or whatever, just check out the songs, bro. My Time.
Yeah.
Inner Child, Filter. Like, all of these songs are kind of about, hey, this is what I'm like in BTS. And when I contextualize that with, like, not being in BTS, being an independent person, like, what is it? What did it mean to be part of BTS? And what does it mean to be on my own? Like, yeah. That's what so many of them seem to be talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely Persona, Shadow, and Ego.
Oh, yeah.
Because Shadow, the dark side of becoming that famous as a member of BTS. Ego, the positive side of celebrating your own independence. I mean, thinking about Ego again and watching that MV, I'm like, oh, this is all about J-Hope as an independent artist, as like the Hope World artist.
Yeah, no, that's for real. You definitely get those Hope World vibes.
Right? Like the MV, it's totally like, here's J-Hope becoming his independent self.
Mm-hmm.
Here's Hoseok becoming J-Hope. And in that, like, he's kind of saying, I want to celebrate this part of myself. I want to be independent because then I can really be this version of myself. And not knowing that, I'm just like, well, it's J-Hope's just awesome, right? I'm Ego is just an amazing song and it shows all of his color. But then putting it into context of like, no, he wants to like be independent so that he can really explore this side of himself. I'm like, oh, okay. Now it makes even more sense.
Yeah, and not only that, but like the album as a whole starts with intro Persona, so it begins with like
who am
kind of
I?
Looking like, at the persona, and then it transitions into Interlude Shadow, and it starts looking at the darker aspects, and then it ends on Outro Eagle, right? And that would have been like the end, and they would have did the hiatus.
And isn't that beautiful to end on Ego as like a way of saying, look, here are all the things that are difficult for us. They're getting overwhelmed by their personas.
Yeah.
Their personas become monstrous and they take over who they are and they can't find themselves anymore. They're dealing with the consequences of fame, which Shadow is like a really dark, like scary, this dark, scary aspects of being that famous. And then you're right. Like Ego is kind of like a positive send-off.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you know what, it's okay because we're going to be finding ourselves as individual musicians and celebrating that.
Exactly.
And that's a good thing.
Yeah, exactly.
So it is a little frustrating that this has been delayed by 2 years and the timing feels really like off. And part of the reason the timing feels so off is because it is off. It was supposed to happen back then.
Yeah.
And if it did happen back then, I think it would have fallen into place more nicely.
Yeah, it would have felt complete, right? Cathartic, right? Because it is this whole, like the capstone to this grandiose story, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And it was like a way of kind of showing their potential. Like, we've said this a million times, but Map of the Soul 7 is just brilliant. It's just really genius. And it's like...
Yeah, do you know BTS? You should get that album.
Mod 7. I know, we should be talking about Proof. But let me just say again that, like, Mod 7 did not get its time in the sun.
Yeah.
It was really overshadowed by COVID and, like, all the things that happened in that time. And it's really too bad because it's such a beautiful, like, treatise on, like, here's who BTS could be. Here's, like, the awesomeness of us being together. And that being the starting point of them becoming, like, independent is kind of a beautiful transition.
Yeah.
They're leaving on the peak of them, like, being a group.
This is crazy. I just had a crazy idea. But I'm definitely going to do it. I'm going to take Matsune and I'm going to watch it again. Right?
Because watching it, knowing what's going on in their heads.
Exactly. And that's the thing is, like, that was supposed to be the thing they toured.
And yeah.
Like, there's just one that part that hit me. That was supposed to be
the epic world tour.
Yeah, the part with Intro Persona where RM is just, like, killing it. Like,
oh, my God. Well, we crazy. Talked about that.
Yeah.
Like, when we watched the live performance of Matsune, we were like, I've never seen Namjoon so intense.
Yeah.
So intense. He, like, gave 100,000,000%.
Yeah.
In that performance. And now I get what his mental state was.
Yeah, yeah.
Not only was it, like, frustration from COVID and like the pain of doing this epic performance for an audience of zero. Like I understood that, but like now I understand this was supposed to be the capstone.
Yeah. Yeah. And like you could get like darker and be like, it's also like post Dynamite and like this like continuation by Hype, you know, and continuing that sort of thing. But it's just an amazing concert, regardless.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so, like, I'm a little pissed.
Here we go.
I'm a lot pissed. I just want to have a conversation with Hybe in a closed room. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, come on, guys. Really? Like, Hybe, I just want to talk. Just come outside for a second. Can we talk?
I mean, I think Hybe got it in the end. They dropped, like... You know,
they got financially spanked.
they got a little spanking in the money department. So I think they definitely were like, hey, maybe we could have handled this better. But
can I just yeah, you got to yeah. give me my time I mean, to go talk ahead. Shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Because yeah. All right. First of all, I want to say I really like Dynamite. I really like Butter as songs. I think they're super fun.
Yeah,
I enjoyed those eras. Like I had fun with them. I don't like regret that they happened.
Yeah.
Except freaking Namjoon said, okay, I gotta say this a different way. Except that I'm furious because Namjoon was like, I didn't really like Dynamite and Butter, or he didn't identify with them. He didn't think that they were BTS songs. He did yeah, them yeah. because Hype told him to do them, but it wasn't his direction for BTS. And you know, we just when we started becoming fans of BTS, I think you look at like other K-pop groups and you look at just other groups, other pop stars, and you kind of go, what is unique about why is it that BTS are so unique and awesome? And it's like the hardest question to answer in the world.
Yeah.
And it changes all the time.
Yeah, and it's different for everyone.
But one of those things that we always talk about that we say is one of the unique things is that they are in control of their direction. They are the ones creating their music. They are like, they have this autonomy. So yeah, for yeah. me to find out that no, yeah, they haven't had that autonomy. That's not true. They have just been doing things because the company has been pushing them in that direction. And that the BTS that I've known for the entire time over COVID is like, Hybe's BTS, not Namjoon's BTS, makes me like, that's where I want to like ask them to come outside with me.
Well, yeah. And I feel like we may have like, you go ahead and listen to our back catalog, but I feel like we may have been like, what's going on here? Right? Like in our heads.
We're very positive about it. Yeah. I think that's true. I think in my heart of heart, I'm like, well, this is different.
Yeah. Because I was like, I know for me personally, I was like, oh my God, BTS is awesome. They write about so much crazy things and their lyrics are so interesting and deep. And then, you know, Dynamite or Butter comes out and you're like, okay, this is different, right?
Yeah.
So, obviously I'm down to just, you know, roll with it, but I definitely love that, like, deeper intellectual
the properties. Aesthetics and the, like, the content was gone.
Yeah.
Like it was just about being flashy and fun.
Yeah, which is fine.
Which is fine. It's not that that's bad, but it did seem like a very non-BTS way to go.
Yeah.
And then the fact that they were just singles.
Yeah,
it's like you could kind of tell that they were, the members were resisting what was going on because they never, like, created a mini album with Dynamite and Butter and Permission to Dance. They just did singles. And then they promoted those singles independently.
Yeah, and then they kind of tried to, like, I don't know, pass it off as, like, the English era or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But to know that the members weren't on board just really pisses me off.
Well, yeah.
Especially because, you know, one of the things that was really surprising for us about Dynamite is, like, as BTS came to the U.S., they were facing all of this, like, really obvious, like, xenophobic kind of racism and discrimination. They're just kind of treated not well, right, by many media organizations. And, like, Namjoon would get this question every once in a while about, like, why they don't do English songs. And I was really proud of BTS for kind of not doing English songs because I kind of saw it as a bit of pandering.
Yeah.
Right. It's kind of like, yes, it's easier to get accepted in the American market with an English song. But this is a cool time in history where we're having, like, all these musical acts that are not in English and still being listened to and celebrated. And I think that's really cool. Like, I thought that was, like, a really important first door to go through is, like, let's just accept musicians for who they are in the language they're speaking in, because music is universal, and BTS got popular on Korean music. So it's like, I didn't feel like they needed to change to do English music in order to be accepted. I was like, no, it's so much more powerful to be accepted for their Korean songs.
Yeah.
So I was kind of like a little bummed when they did the English songs because I'm like, well, now they can't really make that point.
Yeah. And
or can't make it as strongly, you know?
Yeah, and we obviously saw it as like, okay, they're trying for this thing. They're trying for this Grammy. They're trying for this thing. And we definitely saw it as,
like, popularity.
Yeah, we saw it as, like, a business move, right?
And, you know, the good thing is that they got the number one with Dynamite, the Billboard Hot 100. And that's something that is a dream for most musicians. So, like, huzzah.
Yeah.
But, like, imagine if that number one was a Korean song. Like, imagine if that was On or Black Swan or, like, you know, something from B, it would be so much more powerful.
Well, yeah. I believe Life Goes On did get 1 week.
They got one number one, which is awesome. But Dynamite kind of started the flood of number ones.
Sure. Well, yeah, it definitely opened the gates of, like, the reach, right?
Yeah. So it's, I don't know. I feel like some of these decisions are complicated. I don't think it was, like, one way or the other. Like, the members always hated it, and the company was always kind of, like, going in the opposite direction as the members. But that was happening to some degree. And I'm just like, then if I want to start getting really pissed about HYBE, I'm like, and then came the McDonald's era, and then came the, like, they're advertising every single product that a Korean company makes.
Yeah.
If a Korean company makes it, they're the advertisement for it. And then they're doing, like, all of these sort of, like, promotional things they're not doing, like, more stuff that's about them as an artist. They're doing stuff that is obviously, like, there to make them more popular, to get them higher and higher.
Yeah.
And at some point I'm like, I wonder if they ever sat down and thought, maybe we're getting too high.
Yeah.
Like, did anyone sit down and have a real conversation about the fact that, like, there's a point at which fame becomes like a constant problem in your life. And I don't care how much money you have, like it stops being good. And they were getting to that point, and they talk about it in Yet to Come, where they say like the pressure that is put on them because they're the best, you know, they're the best band, the biggest band.
I love that the start of the song goes, was it honestly the best? Like there's times when they use English, right? That's what I enjoy is they use English to like accentuate the point or something, right?
Me too.
Just the fact that that song starts with that is pretty, pretty awesome.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm not gonna, like, you can't regret the past. There's nothing to do about it. For whatever reason, they decided to not go solo then and to wait till after COVID and to do it now on their 9th anniversary. So that's fine.
Well, I think that's one thing we've learned is, like, there's really no forewarning. Just get ready for anything.
Yeah. So here's the other thoughts that I was having this week. Like, at first, I was just really sad.
Yeah, it takes time to process.
I definitely had my period of sadness, and I felt really sad for most of the week. Like I'd lost something. And then I started to think about it, and I'm like, what did I lose? I didn't know that I'd lost it already. That's what was really going on. I lost it back in 2019.
Yeah.
But I didn't
know. When you discovered it.
When I discovered it. When I discovered it, it was already over. Wow.
Don't let that sink in too much. Like, don't think about it too much, right?
I know, right? It's like a bad train of thought to go down. When you found it, it was already gone. And that's the thing, is that we don't know what's going on behind scenes. We really don't. They're able to tell us, like, so little. And that part for me is like really hard to understand, that they can't, I don't know, the relationship between idols and their company, it seems so like, I really hoped that because they'd gotten to a high level of success, they got those like shares in the company. When the company went public, you know, they're doing really well for themselves. They're like ambassadors of Korea. So I was like, if anyone can negotiate a good contract and a good, like, healthy relationship with their company, it's BTS. They have the leverage to do that. Because all you hear about is like these exploitive idol contracts. To find out that it was like they were just under as much control as any of the groups out there.
Yeah.
Even after all their success. Korean Army, I wish I could have been with you back in the day, back in 2018, when we could tell them, don't resign. Whatever you do, don't resign. I mean, right?
Well, it's fine. They can resign with a bit more control, I guess.
How? Right? They didn't have any control this whole time. They weren't doing what they wanted.
No, I think...
So they're never going to have control. Like, you're not going to have control when you're under an idol company. I think that's what the thing is that the idol company and the idol, their relationship is, like, so mixed up. It's hard to extract one from the other. Like, it's easy to hate on a company. And I don't want to be someone who falls for that. Like, I understand that we would not have gotten the stages and the production value and the MVs and even the finished music without HYBE. Like, HYBE does so many things. Mm-hmm. And so many things that I love about BTS came from HYBE staff. I know that's true. I know it's like a collaborative effort. But like, the people I care about are not the stylists on the MV. The people I care about are the members. And if the members aren't happy, then I don't want HYBE, you know, like I don't want their interference and influence.
Well, it's seen as a failing by the company, right? A company, if they're good, should keep their artists happy.
And keep their artists being happy about their art primarily. Like, that should be the whole thing that Bang PD has been telling us this whole time.
Yeah.
Is that this is a music company that is for artists, that supports artists being independent. And then you're telling me that they didn't even want to do these songs and the company just sort of pushed them through it?
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. Since Hive is listening, obviously.
I mean, they definitely listen.
remember back in the day, right? Remember back in the day about artists and letting them do their thing. I'm talking like 2014, 2015. Just remember back to then and try
when
to find...
When you actually did that? Maybe you did it?
Well, yeah, just try to find a cohesion between that and then business, you know?
Okay, so here's another thing. There was this, like, cut early in the dinner.
Before the multitude of cuts?
I mean, there's a lot of cuts. You watch that dinner and you're like, ooh, something juicy just went down. That's right. There were a few like awkward cuts and yeah. Oh, we can only guess. But one of them, I felt like they were talking about the pressures. Yoongi started saying something and then they completely cut off whatever he said. And then Namjoon picked it up after. And then
he seemed to be talking about something
totally different. So you have no idea what was in the middle, the meat that they cut out of what Yoongi said. And I have a clown theory that he started talking about, because they were talking about like the pressures of that they've been experiencing and how hard it's been. And I think the one thing that they didn't talk about is the fact that, like, with all this conversation in the media about exemption, it's been putting an extraordinary amount of pressure on the members in a way that, like, they have no voice in.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, zero ability.
Well, that's the thing. Yeah, we talked about this. Yeah, we talked about this previously about how, like, just being, like, ping-ponged about politically and used.
Yeah.
And that powerless situation.
People are debating them.
Yeah, yeah.
And, like, debating their future opinions. Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, they don't get to make a single statement. They can't respond. They can't give their opinion.
Yeah.
Even though it's about them and their lives.
It would either look as support or opposition, right?
Exactly. Like, they can't say anything. So, and personally, I think that it's like anyone who, let's say that Korea eventually gets that exemption for pop stars or like different kinds of musicians, they open it up a little bit to other fields. Because right now they only do that for classical musicians and athletes. But if they actually did it for pop musicians as well, that first person, the first individual who gets an exemption is going to be like used as an example for everyone who comes after. And the public is going to debate that person really heavily.
Yep. Their merits and just, you know,
whether they deserve it or not. Yeah. Right. And it's going to become this like military political issue. So if you can see that, you can see that sort of like lightning rod political issue, and you can choose to either be that person who gets debated or not be that person. If you're smart, you're going to not be that person.
Yeah, yeah.
You are not going to put yourself in the history of Korean politics as the first example of that exemption who people feel free to debate for the rest of time.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's what I was really scared of. And that's what we talked about last time. I'm like, I really don't like that they're putting Jin and the rest of the group in this like political position that they didn't choose to be in.
Yeah. And they definitely addressed it, but I feel like it was carefully edited around.
Carefully edited. No one ever said military or conscription. Like, they never said any word that would make you think that that's what they're talking about, but you could kind of get from what they weren't saying.
Yeah, yeah. A couple of pronouns or whatever, you're just like, huh.
Huh, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Like, because Namjoon, right after Yoongi said something, he was like, I was really disappointed by what I saw people saying about this. We don't know what the this
reactions
is.
In the videos, yeah.
And I think he might have been talking about that, but there's been other things that where they were kind of used politically, but I bet it was the military So I think that it's like part of the reason that they need to sort of make a break and say, hey, we're not acting as BTS right now. We're still BTS, but we're technically not acting as a group. Is as soon as they say that, this whole like military exemption thing becomes about individuals, not the biggest group in the world.
Yeah, and not only that, but it's kind of an awesome like checkmate, because it's like it's all like on them now, and it's not necessarily up to BTS, or you know, it's not BTS's fault or anything like that.
They took themselves out of consideration a little bit.
Yeah.
Without actually saying anything about the military.
Which is what I actually love about Korean like culture. Like I've been seeing it, the way they handle confrontation, and I don't know, it's cool. Chess moves.
It does kind of feel like a chess move. That's what I thought, is I'm like, actually, this is smart.
Yeah.
Because the only way to like get away from that debate is to go, no, I disagree with my own exemption. I'm going in. Or say, you can't do that. And you can't really say like, yes, give me an exemption. Mm-hmm. You will be vilified by Koreans forever.
Yeah, yeah.
So like, what can you do? And they kind of did the thing that no one thought that they would do, because they're the biggest, most popular band in the world. Like, why would you break up at that point? And they're kind of like, actually, we're not broken up. We're just acting independently, but we're not a group.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay?
No, they wanted to make that clear.
Stop debating
our
group, whether our group needs an exemption, because we are acting independently right now. So going to the military would not be a problem for the group, because we're not doing the group right now anyways. Okay, that's my theory. Caveat, I don't have any like opinions about the military itself, about the Korean public. That is completely up to them. It's their own politics. I have no voice in it whatsoever. But I am glad that the boys are taking care of themselves. Yeah, you know, that they are like... I'm glad that because of this decision, even if it's a complete coincidence, I think people are going to stop making them the example for exemptions.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And they could be like, J-Hope headlined Lollapalooza. First Korean artist.
I know, which is amazing. Exactly.
And but yeah, that's the whole thing, is like these weird merits, like we should dictate who does military service based on some other country's merits, like, right? Like, he earned an award in a different country, like, let's say a Grammy or a number one, and that then merits.
Well, that's the whole thing, is then it turns into a debate about merit, right? Yeah, yeah. And it's like, I don't know how a military organization determines musical merit. I mean, I think that's the problem. Neither do they. Like, it's really confusing.
Yeah.
These are not one-to-one issues.
Yeah, yeah.
They're from totally different realms. So it's weird to like have your boys debated and on this political issue that has like, the only reason it has anything to do with them is because they're male and Korean. You know?
Yeah, exactly.
So I'm hoping that that's like at an end. But then I thought, you know, totally different subject. Okay. I'm jumping around a lot.
We're going to jump
around, because, you know, feelings.
Because feelings make you jump.
Okay. So here's the other thing that I've been like thinking about. On the 14th, when we got the news, I was like shocked about them kind of pursuing solo stuff. And I think part of that shock is like the story of BTS has always been about 7 members.
Yeah.
Right? It's always been about the group. The group is more important than anything. Including HYBE's way of doing independent work. So when the members do solo work or a mixtape, it's a mixtape. It's not an album.
Yeah.
It's not, they never say that they're working on something solo. They do it on the side. They have to sort of like fit it into what the group is doing. And it's like kind of done it's not celebrated as like a cool thing that this member has also done. It's kind of like, we're not even going to spend much time talking about it. Right?
Yeah.
Like, they're not producing an album and promoting it. They're just sort of, they're doing this whole, they're doing all the work to create the album and the MV, and then they don't promote it and they call it a mixtape, not an album.
Yeah. So, although it has album-like qualities.
Though it's completely an album. It takes as much work. And that's what they said in the
RM
dinner.
RM was saying that, yeah.
Is that their Korean fans can't even access their mixtapes because they're not on Spotify Korea or whatever.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy.
Which is crazy. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
And I didn't know that, like, I guess I never put it together that, like, it's kind of weird and not great for them. Yeah. How their company treats their solo work, how they kind of like really dismiss it instead of promoting it, instead of doing the opposite of like, yes, we're so excited that we have this amazing group that also does their own work in addition to the group work.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I was thinking about that and I'm like, that's totally HYBE. Like HYBE is the one that kind of created this culture for BTS that going solo is something like, I don't know, antagonistic to the group idea.
Mm.
I don't really know how to express it other than like in all of their content, it comes up a lot. We're a group. We are seven. We are together as BTS. And that theme of togetherness and always being seven is something that I adore and love as ARMY. But it's like the only thing we've emphasized over the last 9 years.
Yeah, yeah. So like you're thinking Clown Time, like that was chapter one, right? And chapter two might be more, obviously there's going to be more solo things and then.
Well, what I was also thinking is like they didn't have to do it that way. Like they could say like, hey, we're awesome when we're a group, but we're also awesome as individual people. And other companies do that just fine. Yeah. Like, that's the thing. This is a little unusual in K-pop that you have this group who's only ever allowed to act as a group officially with, like, official promotions and stuff.
Yeah.
And doesn't really do stuff independently. They made that situation. They made it like that by what the company, like, had them do and had them not do. But it was a choice. They didn't have to do it that way.
Yeah.
And I see other idol groups are like constantly doing this. Other male groups, it's like a member goes to the military and three members come out with like a subunit.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Or other members like do a solo album. And then that album and that promotion is promoted in the same way that a group promotion would be.
Yeah.
You know, maybe less money because independent stuff tends to make less money. But still, like, promoted and called an album.
Yeah, yeah. And released, right?
And released in a normal way. So, like,
yeah.
They made that choice to not do that. And it was to the detriment of the members. And it was the detriment to ARMY. Because when they say this, when they're like, hey, we're going to go in BTS low power mode, where we focus on our independent things, and we're able to get a little bit of independence and work on our like solo stuff, it wouldn't have felt like such a big bomb, you know, it wouldn't have felt like a bomb dropping if they just created a culture for that being okay earlier.
Yeah. Yeah. That's for real. And for me, I mean, I know HYBE will love this, but I'm kind of hyped if they actually release some albums, right? Like
me too.
That.
I've always wanted that.
Yeah.
Like, why, when Hobie made the album for Jimin's Promise, I'm like, I want to buy that.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, why just have Hobie make it? Like, why didn't HYBE make it and sell that single with, like, a little album, little photo book of Jimin?
Yeah, yeah.
Come on now. Or, like, why can't I have, like, August D and August D 2 as, like, albums? Hope World.
Mono.
RM1. Like, there's no reason to not have those albums. Like, you're just giving away money at that point. This is how I want to think about it is like the members have always wanted to do both. They've always wanted to be in the group and be themselves. And that's not unreasonable. I don't think that's bad.
Yeah.
the best collaborators are like people who are independent artists on their own who find synergy coming together in a group.
Yeah, and that's what they spoke about as well. So like, again, to alleviate fears and concerns of ARMY, it's like, this is a great opportunity for each individual member of BTS to like flourish and blossom and,
yeah,
and explore their creativity, you know? It's like freeing them, basically.
Yeah, because, and that makes real sense to me. Like, if I'm working on, I mean, I don't know, I'm not a musician, so I can't relate to it personally, but I definitely can relate to the idea that it's much different collaborating on something like an artistic thing than it is working alone. And they're not, it's not like one's better than the other.
Yeah.
It's just a different way of working with yourself, right? It's like either you're learning to like adapt and compromise within a group in order to get that maximum awesomeness for everybody across the board. Or you can be a little bit more selfish and like express things completely because it's from you. And doing both is really important.
Yeah.
I like, can you imagine an understanding of, you know, RM without RM1 and Mono? Like, no, he's like a totally different person without those solo works.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, he's so much, much more of a rich and interesting artist because of his solo work. So like, if anything, it enhances my appreciation of him as a member of BTS.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
I don't see it as a negative. Like, it's not bad. It's, in fact, it makes a lot of sense. I understand why you'd want to do that, and I think they should. So it's like, it's all good. And that's the thing that kind of makes me mad is, like, HYBE had the opportunity to sort of, like, they had a choice. As soon as they had that conversation with the members, where the members are like, hey, we are kind of getting stuck. We need to go and have some solo time. We need to have some like not such a rigid, extreme schedule time so we can refresh our batteries as artists and come back together even better. Totally reasonable request. And HYBE had two choices back in 2019. Choice number one, start preparing ARMY for that idea. Start like promoting, like, as soon as the members told the group, the company, that the company could have been like, okay, let's re-release the mixtapes as albums. Let's start like emphasizing the individual creativity of each of our members and letting that be part of the conversation of BTS and making it more normal. Then by the time we get to the point where we're going solo, ARMY's going to be like, yeah, we done know. We already know that this is going to happen.
Man, that's smart.
And we're on board.
Emily,
and
we would have been smart.
Like, yeah, it's time. This is awesome. Like, Hobie at Lollapalooza, yeah. Like, we would be hyped and excited. This would be a celebration.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm just saying, that's like another thing that could have happened. This could have been a celebration instead of crying together.
Yeah, yeah. Also, you know what they did instead? They did the meeting with the shareholders or whatever, right? To the community, where they're like, look, we did amazing logistics during that tour. We can start selling that to companies. Like, we can set up your concerts.
I know.
If you go back
to watch the company briefing in 2019, like, I was remembering back. I'm like, they knew then.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly. BTS wanted to go solo. Like, they're like, soon.
They're like, we need to start coming up with ways of having artist content without artist interaction.
Yep. And they started talking about all, they were planning for BTS to not be their main money maker back in 2019.
Yeah, yeah. And then the birth of Tiny Tang comes out. And
and then here's the other thing that I think happened, because they were like, well, it was supposed to happen in 2019 and it kept being delayed and kept being delayed and kept being delayed. And I'm like, kept being delayed. It was like 2.5 years.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like, I get that COVID changed things, but once you knew that the MOTS tour wasn't happening, like why wait? Why not, like, why not jump in the military then? Why not start your independent careers then? Like, you could have just started then. There was no reason to wait. And I'm like, Hive kept stringing them along. It'd be, mm-hmm. Just one more song, just one more advertising campaign.
About it also,
just one more like visit to the White House.
I love thinking about like the business side, right? So you got to also imagine they're like, you can't do it yet.
You can't do it yet.
We got this big IPO coming up.
They're showing them the like stock graphs, and they're like, stonks, don't do it.
We're gonna be worth billions.
Think of the stonks. It's like. Oh, God. It's so obvious. When you look at it that way, Hybe was just making that money. Just 3 more months, we boys. Just 3 more months. So by the time they get to this dinner, BTS are like, we have been trying to start this for 2 years.
Yeah.
And we still get to take the brunt of the, like, blame or bad feelings. Like, we get the brunt of bad feelings. Because we're announcing this now, but they've been thinking about it for years. So it must be like kind of weird for them. And I just feel for them because I feel like the backlash from ARMY and the way the media sort of callously portrays them. I blame Hybe. I just blame Hybe.
Well, sure. I mean, like, that's the thing that maybe got me over my sadness was that. Just seeing the big picture and being like, oh, wow, that's awesome. Like, all I feel is, like, happy for you guys now, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And that's what I want to feel is, like, one, I'm so proud of them for, like, taking care of themselves.
Yeah, yeah.
Setting good boundaries. Like, I think that the idol schedule and, like, the amount of work that you have to do, the intensity, like, it's not healthy. It's not something that anyone should do for, like, a long period of time. And 10 years is definitely a long period of time.
Yeah.
You know, it's not balanced. And they were living with each other and like kind of doing all these group activities that weren't, you know, where they already knew that they'd gotten to the point where they needed to move on and do something else.
Yeah.
They needed to do some independent work in order to refresh. And it took them 2 years to get permission from the company to do it. And that to me is like, like, yeah, anyways, Hybe.
Well, also I was thinking this is a interesting story, and it's possible that this could all be my fault if I was superstitious.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's because I bought this BTS phone, right?
Yeah.
Back in the day. I put a photo card into it. I put Jin into it.
Yeah.
But then one day I was playing that song by Jin, Awake, right? Mm. And I set my phone down on the table, and it flew off the table right when he was like, I could never fly or whatever. And I'm like...
And Jin flew!
And I was like, no, Jin! And like, my phone's always flying. And so
He's really cool. Careless with his phone.
And then I switched out the photo card to Jimin, but it was like, every time I would set it down and like on the sofa or a chair, would just bounce off it and like fly onto the floor.
Jimin doesn't like chairs.
And I was
that's
like,
the danger with making Jimin your photo card,
yeah, right?
And your phone. It's
it
always
bounces
falling off
all
chairs.
Over the place.
It's just bouncing everywhere.
So that was cool. And then recently, I won't say when, maybe Tuesday, but I took the photo card out to clean the phone, and I was waiting for my new photo card, right, from Proof. And then the dinner happened.
And then you were like, this was my fault.
And I'm like, never again.
Never take your photo card out. So funny. I mean, I think that if like someone told me in 2022, you're going to get like 7 solo albums, I'd be like, that's the best news I've heard all year.
Mm-hmm.
I would be so hyped. And like, you're going to get like the 7 members are going to do like little solo tours of just like the stuff that they're really fascinated by and interested in right now. I'd also be like, that's amazing. What amazing content. How exciting. You know, like, that's the thing. The thing that they're telling us is that they're working hard as artists and they're finding the best path for themselves that like works for who they really are. And I'm like, okay, good. I trust you. You're awesome. I think that's going to be amazing.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, that's good news.
Yeah.
That's good news. So in that way, I'm super stoked for them. And I'm super proud of them. And then with the whole, like, well, we're not going to get a tour for a while. It's like, we needed this tour like 2 years ago.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's for real.
It's amazing that they did Permission to Dance so much.
Yeah.
You know, that they did so many shows. Like, we got lucky. We got, like, a little bonus shows, really, that they were able to do those shows. But World Tour, it's like it... I kind of saw the writing on the wall when they hadn't announced it by June.
Yeah.
Right? Because it's like, this is the primo time.
Yep.
To do tours, and it wasn't happening. So I'm like, I don't think we're going to get it in time. And then they needed a plan for the military no matter what. You know, I don't think it was like real to them that they were going to get an exemption. I don't think that Hybe actually thought that that was going to happen.
Yeah, yeah. And
I mean, maybe Hybe did, but I don't think the members did.
And that's what I'm hyped for. Is like, I get seven different, like, amazing things from BTS members to look forward to.
I was just going to say, like, since you have to do the military anyways, there's always going to be a gap. Like, all of us have always expected a gap. And that's not unusual. That's really, really normal. And during that gap, if the members can be doing their own work, that's the ideal.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Like, it's better for the, you know, if two members go in and then you have five members out, what are they doing? Like, sitting on their thumbs? Like,
I mean, that's the thing we were talking about last time, right? Now, imagine this. We do this thing. It's possibly a concert, performance, whatever you want to call it. But it's called, like, 3J.
Oh, don't tease me.
But it's called 3J and Tay.
It's 3J and Tay. Like, please, that? Guys, get to work on that, please. Can you imagine, like, a 3J concert? Or just like a dance recital. Like, I don't care what it is.
Yeah, yeah, right.
I just want the three of them on a stage together. Oh, God. That would be amazing. 3J plus Tay, I'm down for that, too. I'm down for all the combinations.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I'm really excited for each of them to come out with, like, their own music to kind of get their individual color.
Yeah.
I think that'll be cool. I think it'll add so much for us ARMY.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, it's going to be sweet. Like, the thing is that it's not like the members don't already contribute. So we already like their style.
Yeah, yeah.
We're already on board with the BTS individual styles because we already know it. And I think that it's only going to be more. It's going to be more diverse content, which is so fun.
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, I did do that analogy a little bit about the plants, right? I did it earlier, but it's basically the way I was thinking about it was they get their, all these little BTS Bangtan boys are little plants, but they're all in the same pot, and they need to be put into separate pots, and then they can
flower. They're all too crowded together.
Yeah.
They need to flower in their own little pots. Yeah. I mean, I think that they were talking to you about, like, how it is kind of hard for seven adult men to live in the same house together. And they did that for, like, 10 years, 10, 11 years. That's a long time.
Yeah. Also, that's a long time. I feel for what RM said about how, like, he's like, I don't feel like I should be speaking for everyone, you know?
Oh.
He's like,
he said a lot of stuff that was really heartbreaking, actually. He was killing me. That was so sad. I think because he's always so, like, confident and self-assured and good mood. And, like, I don't know. He's just so chill and cool in all of his interviews. And to just talk about the pressure it puts on him to be, like, the only person speaking English, the only person who's, like, representing and defining who BTS are to
and speaking everyone for them. Yeah,
that's really hard. And just being a leader, like, he's doing that in Korean too. He's like really he was talking about how it made him feel like it wasn't right, and of course Jimin completely disagreed.
Yeah
he was like, never you always represent us well, no one ever feels that way. And I know that that's true. They love him and they are so loyal to him, But I can also understand what he's saying. It's like, it's hard to, in interviews, this is a frustrating thing about BTS being seven people. That's a lot of people. So whenever there's interviews, it's kind of like two members, you'll barely get anything from them.
Mm-hmm.
They're just spacing out. They're just Jungkook. They're just spacing out. They're just in their own little world. Taehyung. Yeah. And then the other members, it's like you're always getting little bits and pieces, but you don't spend a lot of individual time. And especially in interviews, it's like you'll get a cute little comments, but most of the substance of the interview is going to come from Namjoon.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's like fair for him to like feel that pressure and feel like it's a little unfair and to want his members to sort of shine on their own for a minute, you know, like have their own piece of that spotlight it can just be about them.
Yeah. I love like, it's just funny. Cause he's like, I don't know. I like thinking about that sort of thing, but he's like, I see times when he's like, what do you guys think? Like he'll ask the question to them and then Tae will be like, he'll be like, what do you think about Butter? And Tae will be like, I kind of like Idol. And then, and then RM's just like, well, okay, moving on.
Yeah.
And he's like, why did I ask them?
It's so funny. They're so unique. They're so different from each other.
Yeah.
And we all know that when they were saying that in the dinner, like it's hard because we're very different. It's like, yeah, you guys are, which is why it's like, that's why their collaboration as a group is so special, but it shouldn't have to stifle their individuality.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
And I'm not saying that it does. I definitely don't think Namjoon does. I think he's such a careful, caring leader and he's just, he expresses things so beautifully. If I were one of the members, I would be like, well, Namjoon's going to say it so beautifully, so intellectually, so deeply. Like, he's got it on lock. I'm good.
Yeah, exactly. No, it's perfect. Like, JK just gets to be like, you know.
That's my leader.
Yeah, like, he did it.
What he said.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. So I think that it's going to be a fun challenge for them to sort of represent themselves and do like interviews and stuff like that and be just themselves. I think it'll be a really fun challenge.
Not only that, but this is, for me, it's super exciting. Like, this is a new era, right? It's not only a new era, new chapter, new epoch, whatever you want to call it. It's like, it's a possibility for something completely unseen.
Yeah.
And that's exciting.
You know, I knew that we would have the gap because I knew the military thing was coming. And I knew that, like, a gap was just inevitable. You can't just keep going as a group who's doing, like, three albums a year and a world tour a year and then just do that infinitely. Mm-hmm. At one point, you're going to break down in exhaustion.
Yeah.
So I knew there would be a gap and is a gap where they're still, where they're going to do independent work. They're still going to come together for group stuff every once in a while. And the doors are wide open for whatever they want to do. I don't know. That's kind of a best case scenario for a gap, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's really good. I think that they can do whatever they want. And it feels really open now. So I'm with you. I'm really hopeful about this new future. And, you know, we're always like, ah, what's going to happen next? Like, when are they going to go into the military? When is this going to happen? We're always sort of like worried and tracking them and thinking about them. But like, as fans, but I don't know. I think it's just going to be really, really cool.
Yeah, QED. But also, I know. Don't worry about the past or the future. Worry about the now. Stream yet to come.
Stream yet to come. Yet to come is so, like, the MV, like, we haven't even talked about it. It's so good. It's such a, like, wonderful, the MV itself, like, how it's just them alone in the desert. Like in all these different sets,
yeah,
from being, their past,
yeah,
from
this
all
beautiful
the previous eras,
yeah,
and showing us sort of like isolated in the desert. So they're kind of like, here are the artifacts of chapter one.
Mm-hmm.
They're almost singing from chapter two because they're all kind of separate through most of the video.
Well, not only that, but when he Jungkook starts, he kind of looks back through the eyeglass. Oh, yeah.
He's like,
right?
He puts a little, his fingers up to his eyes, like he's looking through an eyeglass. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Like, there's so many beautiful metaphors about this starting chapter two. And I don't know. I think it's like a good thing. It can be a celebratory thing. I think the members felt so bad because maybe they felt like they didn't want Army to feel like it was an end, that this was over, or that they'd failed Army. And they seemed to have like a lot of like guilt and worry about this transition. And really, that's just a perception. Like, maybe some Army are going to be upset because they want that group content and they want it hot and fast. And I get that. I'm greedy too. But I genuinely believe that they are doing what's best for themselves as adult human beings who deserve to live their own life and have their own time. Yeah. I genuinely believe that. And I feel like they're my friends. You know, that's what it feels like to be Army. It feels like you're friends with BTS. So I'm like, if I was on the phone with them, I'd be like, you do you, baby.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
take care of yourself. That's right. Screw that company. You know what I'm saying? You just do you and you do whatever you want.
Yeah. And I'd be like, call me if you get lost.
What are you, a little Tyler, the Creator reference?
I mean, throw a little, you know.
Throwing a little reference. No, I'd be like, call me when you are doing your stage because I will show up.
Yeah.
I will buy your album. I will buy your solo album. I'll buy so many. Like, I'm super thrilled for them. Oh, and I almost forgot. We never even mentioned it. They're coming back with Run.
Yeah.
Run right? is coming back.
I'm pretty sure it's like confirmed.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's Tae confirmed. That's like 80% sure.
He gets what he wants.
I mean, Tae usually gets what he wants. He is the Prince of Korea.
But also, I feel like they're also trolling because of the fact that they had that song. They had a song, Run BTS. Run BTS now,
I know.
And they can We're use like,
is this a troll?
To troll us indefinitely.
Totally. But I'm like, that's a sweet plan.
Yeah.
You come back for the variety show where at least you get to see each other. You get to hang out. You get to do something fun.
Fun games. Yeah.
And then maybe support each other. Like, oh my God, J-Hope,
what are you working
on? You're sitting at Lollapalooza. It was so awesome.
Yeah.
JK and I were in the crowd going crazy. You know what I mean? Like, now they can, they can come back together for these filmings and then also still be doing their independent stuff and support each other.
Dude, that'd be so cool. Just like in the mosh pit with Jungkook.
You know he's going to be there. You know he's going to be there. I mean, hell, they might all be there. Not Yinki. He has a sleep schedule to keep too. Oh, but yeah. I mean, come on. Jin might be rocking his video games. But I know for a fact Jungkook and Jimin are going to be in that audience screaming at the top of their lungs. Yeah, they're amazing fans.
Yeah, yeah.
Those maknaes. They are amazing fans.
That's for real.
No, it's going to be awesome. We're going to get so much music. We're going to get like so much cool content from them. And it's a transition period. And we're going to know that they're taking care of themselves. And they deserve to be happy.
Yeah, yeah. Nothing's better than that.
That's all I want. I just want them to be happy. And I think that if they are happy and living like good, balanced lives, they'll make art because, you know, that's what artists do. But artists can't be in like under a constant time deadline for 10 years and then go the next 10 years doing the same thing. You can't just grind forever.
Well, yeah, it's kind of hard to be like, all right, I need a song about rainbows and butterflies in 2 minutes.
And it's like, I haven't seen a rainbow in 3 years because I'm like in the company from 8 a.m. to 2 a.m. every day.
What does the sun look like?
What's the outside world like? Yeah, they need to actually go and play with butterflies before they can write another song about butterflies.
Exactly. Live some life.
Yeah. So that's good. It's actually all good news, actually. It's like a better direction for them, and Army is still going to have a lot. And we get to know that they're like taking care of themselves and they totally deserve that. And you know, if the biggest band in the world thing goes away, you know how the media is, cause they're just all jerks, but they're like, who's the next BTS? And it's like, oh God, come on guys. Really? You, like, come on. Day two, you're going to be asking that question?
It's all BTS lockdown, man.
I'm like, you know right? what? It's I can't all distraction. Wait. I can't wait for there to be a next BTS. I can't wait for the media to, like, focus on someone else. And all that, like, ridiculous attention. Because being the most popular is also being the most targeted.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? Like, that's the problem with that level of success. I mean,
was it honestly the best?
Right? Yeah. I mean, go listen to Bot 7 again. There's a lot of sad songs in that album. It wasn't all, you know, champagne and
fish sticks
and golden trophies. Like, it. Oh, okay. That's the best of it. Champagne and fish sticks. What's that?
I don't
know
what you're having for dinner.
I mean, it wasn't all like, it's not all great being in that kind of position.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like, they got to do some epic things. The Dynamite win was epic. The Grammy performance was epic. Like, they checked so many things off their list. Now they can focus on, like, the music and the artistry and their own independent, like, colors. And, like, that's what I actually give a shit about.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't actually give a shit about these awards and, you know, whether there's McDonald's meal or, like, you know, the sort of more corporate side of being pop stars.
Well, I mean, that's what's awesome about the song Yet to Come, Stream Yet to Come, is they that's what they say. Like, in the chorus, they're like, all the trophies we ain't about it, you know.
Yes.
We ain't about it, you know.
Exactly. And I'm like, me too. Me yeah. too, BTS. I am on the same page as you.
Exactly.
So it turns out we're actually all good. We're all on the same page. I bet if ARMY had, like, a vote and were like, would you rather BTS come out with more English songs and do more, like, and do more American talk shows or whatever? Or would you like BTS to come out independently? Or would you like BTS to do whatever the hell they want and to live happily? Like, all of us would choose live happily.
Yeah, yeah.
Whatever the vote is, like, we don't need to control what you do or how often or in what way. We just trust you as artists. We care about you as friends, and we want you to be happy.
Yeah.
That's the only thing we want.
This is basically a classic Spring Day situation. You need to figure out your solution to Omelas.
Yeah. What's your solution to Omelas? Do you continue to abuse BTS so they stay as BTS, or do you like stop them from being BTS in order to save them, or do you, you know, let them walk their own path?
Yeah, yeah.
I kind of redid the Omelas thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you one of those who walks away? And, like, I think walking on their own path is sort of walking away. But that's going to be a good thing. This is another thing I heard is, like, you know, I think a lot of fans are used to, like, Western groups when they break up. Because when a Western group has broken up, like a big group like this, One Direction, the Beatles, it's like they hate each other. Like, they had some horrible fight and they broke up, not because they have, like, nothing to say or do as artists, but
it's
because,
like, bad blood.
There's bad blood between them. They don't want to look at each other's faces anymore. With BTS, it's the opposite. Like, they just want to express themselves, but they all really support each other.
Yeah, yeah.
They genuinely care for each other and are genuinely supportive of each other's independent journey. So I'm like, there's nothing for us to be sad about.
Yeah, yeah.
This isn't a bad thing. This isn't, like, a tragedy. This is, like, awesome. This is actually good.
Yeah, exactly.
I feel so much better, really.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm totally okay. And I might have to adjust how I ARMY. Oh, that's the other thing I wanted to say is, like, I have to, as a fan, sort of adjust my expectations to how frequently stuff is going to come out. How much, like, energy I can put into BTS and every week and stuff. We're going on, like, a content restriction. We're going on a content diet.
Well, yeah, not only that, but if anything, you have had your eyes open now since 2019, you're like, oh, I get it why I felt this way of like, why aren't I getting three albums a year and et cetera,
yes.
et cetera. Yeah.
I have been thinking about that. I'm like, huh, like they are the most prolific team in K-pop until 2019. And after that point, they became, there was almost no albums. We got like B and then we got the singles.
Yeah, we blamed it on COVID, but there was something else.
But there was something else that even on top of that. So it hasn't been like, we've been on that BTS diet for a long time. We just didn't think we were on it.
yeah, exactly. Who knew?
Who knew? So I don't know. It's not a bad thing. We're going to get a ton of content. We're going to get a lot of fun stuff, but we're going to be on a diet because like, we're not going to get that, you know, epic world tour or another like huge album that they're going to promote. It's going to be a little time before that happens again. That's there's going to be a little time, but and it doesn't mean that there's nothing in between those times.
All we got to do is just get BTS ready, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
That means, like practice your like army bomb shaking, watch previous concerts, practice fan chants, whatever. It's like a BTS workout, right? For the day they come back.
For the day they come back. Because it's going to happen. And I believe it will happen.
Oh, yeah.
Huzzah. So here's to the future and individual member success. I think they're all going to be awesome. I can't believe how many albums we're going to get this year. I know. Like, damn.
Come on now.
One after the other. It's going to be sweet, guys. It's going to be really sweet.
That's right. The best is yet to come.
Best is yet to come.